There's no bad language that we know of, and there's no ugly hand signals. We never block a car in, because invariably we did that once. Never done it again. But invariably that's the guy that has a heart attack, or something happens to him. He's trying to get his car out, and then he has another. So we do not block them in. We're fortunate to have paved parking lot, and you'll see from some of our figures that we have quite a few cars we put on there. After we fill our car lot, we fill the one across the street that belongs to the stable. When that's done, we scatter them down the road until we get them all parked. This next year, we're going to have a new paved parking lot across the street, which will double our capacity for parking. We can't do anything about the theater capacity. After the show, the guys come out and unpark you in an orderly fashion. And I want to say that we never leave a car stranded. If your car won't start or if it's locked, these kids are very adept at jumping cables, getting the motor started, or getting the doors open. You'd think they were just released from an institution, but they're not. If we can't get that done, we try for a mechanic. If we can't get a mechanic, one of the kids will take you either to Canyon or Amarillo, wherever your motel is, or do whatever you want to do. We will leave the lights on until everybody is off the parking lot, or until we know why they're not off the parking lot. And then we say, we're going to turn off the lights, so you just make yourself home. They can camp. Are you getting the dinner? How much? I'm on page 2. Just got a few more. Won't take but another minute, I hope. I mean, I don't think. Anyhow, we stay with you till we get you off the lot. When you arrive, if the signs are still there, we have directional signs which point to the box office, to the restrooms, which are also important, to the concession stand for snacks and drinks, over to the gifts, and to the barbecue. And then we have policy signs which go up to the theater as you walk along the walk, which say no food or drink or smoking or photography within the theater, in the theater, or flash photography, any kind of photography, in the theater. And we thought this was going to be the devil to deal with. We'd had no food and drink since we started, but when we said smoking, I thought, oh, brother. But we started that 2 years ago, and we got a few complaints. You know, what? And I'd say, well, you know, they can't sit by you and smell all that cigar. But anyhow, this year, they got used to it, or there wasn't anybody complaining. Of course, we found lots more cigarette butts right in front of the gate. They all threw them down there. Next year, Patty is going to have some cigarette butt cans, but third in them, and they're going to throw them in there, aren't they? You bet they will. Restaurant. At the theater, we have the hospitality kids rotating in 30-minute shifts, and they don't stay in the restrooms, but they do check them every 30 minutes. We open the snack bar at 6, and the reason I mention this is I've gone to theaters and run out to get a Coke, and everybody runs out to get a Coke, and everybody's standing in front of that door, and you don't get a Coke. Pretty soon the show starts again, so I didn't get anything, so I go back in. So the guy that set this thing up was smart and made it so we could have lines. So when we open with one line. It's got candy, Coke, whatever you'd expect, hot dogs, ready to go. And people walk by and pick up what they want. There's a cashier down here to take your money. When the line gets too long, they look out there and the line's forming outside. Then we open the second line. That's before the show. At 10 o'clock at intermission, we'll open 7 lines. And we can run those people through there in 15 minutes or less. because they, it's only a 15-minute intermission. It takes another 5 minutes to get back to the theater. But anyhow, we can run 7 lines through there. They come whistling through, and there's no crowding. They all line up, and so it works real well. And I'd sure recommend all the lines you can get. If you're not doing your own, well, it'll tell you on here. Our Coke's intermission, 7 lines. We ran about nearly 49,000 last year. That wasn't a good year. Gift shop, we had a good year. It's 12 feet wide and 40 feet long. We put a cashier on each end so that they can squeeze you as you walk out. And we ran 88,500 in there. These are t-shirts, sweatshirts. Patty's favorite cedar chair with a picture of the show on the outside. Beautiful. She's got them on all of her little things at home. Gift shop. Takes 4 people to set that, to operate that thing. Then in the program, we sell programs out in the booth. We've been printing 25,000. In 1990, we had to ration them at the end so we could have them every night. So we didn't push them. We just dealt out a few boxes. I know. It won't be long. You know, when they get squirming, why? I know what they're hitting at. But we don't have to, I mean, the next exciting thing that happens is at 2:30, so we'll be out for you. We print 25,000 programs. This year, with rainy nights, you can't sell programs outdoors. Maybe y'all can, but we can't. Anyhow, we sold 21,000 for $3. And we sold $60,000. And then we put the advertising on top, which is way too low. We sold $12,750 worth of advertising. That made our income from the program $72,500. I didn't like what I had. I typed this thing. I didn't like it, so I scribbled it last night. Now I can't read it. Registrar maps. Oh, and then for the barbecue, it sells at $6, and I'd recommend it. It's $6 a plate, and it's a complete dinner, including the drink, dessert, everything, $6. So if you come, be sure to try the barbecue. Then the little girl that's a registrar and has the maps will select the person from the greatest distance. This year, nearly a lot of the nights, it was Australia. And then at intermission, well, they'll call out their name from Australia or wherever and give them a little miniature triangle, chow call. It's a chow call triangle. The cowboys use to call the other cowboys to lunch. Anyhow, they give them that, and also at the intermission time, they introduce the groups. Some nights you think, boy, we're not going to sell any soda pops tonight. They're all, you know, they're all being introduced. But it's a good PR. Good PR move to do that. We introduce, the Baptists have nearly taken us over, bless them. We'll introduce 10 or 12 Baptist groups tonight, I think. We average 12, total of 12 groups tonight. But some nights they really come in. Incidentally, we had one group of 500, I think, in a choir and an orchestra in front of it come in from Dallas, all state choir. So we let them sing before the show. They like that. And our visitors like that too. It's another program. They do that before the show, not on the stage, out in the patio. We have smaller groups. And anytime you want to come in, bring this group from Stephen Foster. We'll put you in the front patio. There he is, back there. We'll put you in the front patio, Mr. Ray, and you can do your thing right there. That'd be all right. Okay. This is my last page. That's it. We have 2 ticket takers. We really don't need them except that we need to check the tickets to be sure it's on the right date. That's, and that'd be our fault if it wasn't, or sometimes they say, well, I wanted Wednesday and you gave me Saturday, so I'm here on Wednesday. Of course, we don't have any trouble on Wednesday. It's Saturday where we really have trouble. So we check the ticket dates, and we look for possible disturbances. We had a bomb scare one time, and myself and the doctor were standing out there taking tickets. He's a history teacher, professor. And so I said, we got to watch for, you know, somebody carrying anything like that. He said, you see that last guy you just checked in? No. Why? He was carrying one of these little recording devices. Looked about like that VCR there under his arm. So I hope that wasn't it. We use about 14 to 16 ushers inside the theater. The ticket's all color. Left is blue, the right is green, purple, yellow, white, orange. Anyhow, there's 9 sections, there's 9 colors, plus one funny color for the concrete step seat. So when they come walking up the path, the ushers can look. We tell them which way to go, either that way or that way. And when they come walking up the path, the ushers know which section they're going to before they get there, and then they say what row and what seat. And we try to get the ushers to grab them by the arm, the ladies, and take them down and say, there's your seat, enjoy the show. They'll do that until they get pretty crowded. Some of them will do it. Some of them are all out for anything they can do. And then when it gets pretty crowded and people begin to get a little heavier, well, then they go down. We station them through the theater, and they say, you go to the next phone, and you go down there, and then they'll say, in there, which I don't like, but that's the only way we can get it done, I guess. We have 10 trouble seats that, in case we have trouble, we've got 10 seats that we can correct.
Possible 17 earned 42 arrows. We leave the wheelchairs at the top of the aisles. I guess this wall is